questions for Coach Allen.
Coach, I know we need to look at the film, but what do you think happened to the run defense?
We didn't tackle well. I thought they did a good job of blocking. I thought the runner did a great job of running. And I think we had an opportunity to make a few plays and miss some tackles. And when you miss tackles on that guy, he takes them for big gains. And that's exactly what happened. Well, we're going to have to continue to work on it. I think we've done a good job of tackling. But today was not a good day. We did not tackle well today. And we got to keep working on it and keep improving on it.
When you guys got the ball back a little over 3 minutes left, you had plenty of time. Were you going for the win there, or was there any thought to getting in field goal range first?
No, we were trying. We were trying to win the game. Yeah, we were definitely trying to win the game, and obviously we didn't execute good enough and weren't able to do it.
What happened on the pass that was intercepted there?
I think it was a combination of a few things. I mean, Carson had to get rid of the ball a little bit quicker than he wanted to, and I'm not sure exactly what happened on the route, but I won't really have to look at the tape. But I do know Carson got rid of the ball a little bit quicker than he wanted to.
On that route, Coach, why not take the underneath? You guys have so much time on the seat. You guys want to try to get it all in one shot there?
No. We hit a lot of plays down the field, and we stuck to the game plan and stuck to the things that we felt like gave us an opportunity to, make some plays. And so, if the shots down the field are there, we're going to try to take them.
So was the game plan to pass for them, 60-plus?
Well, I think that's the way the game, at the end of the day, the game ended up dictating that. We were successful moving the football. We didn't make enough plays to win the game. But we were successful moving the football. I thought our team hung in there. I thought our team battled. And we tried to make a comeback and just came up a little bit short.
Coach, what happened to McFadden?
He's got an ankle, and I'm not sure the extent to it. The x-rays were negative, but we'll have to obviously take a look at it and see where he's at.
With Goodson the same ankle? For
another ankle with Goodson, yeah.
X-rays?
No x-rays on Goodson. Well, I mean, I think that's the case in any of those games where you get behind and you begin to chase points. You're unable to really run the football because you're chasing points and you got to get points quickly. We were effective throwing the football, but obviously we when you put the ball in the air that many times, sometimes things can go bad. And so, we got to do a better job of keeping the score in a situation where we can stay more balanced.
So,
well, it's part of what we do, all right? Some games it's going to be a little more than others. That was obviously part of the game plan for this game, to start the game out in the no huddle. And next week might be different.
It seems like there's a few miscommunications there. Maybe we can press the bomber in the areas more. I mean, it seemed like at this point that they should really have that down. What happened there?
Well, again, we'll go back and take a look at the tape and see exactly what happened on the interceptions. But obviously at the end of the day, it boils down to execution. All right, we've got to block, we've got to throw the ball, we've got to run the route properly. All those things are part of the passing game, and we didn't execute it good enough.
What happened on the fifth punt? What was the plan there?
Well, I mean, it's part of some things that we have in our arsenal, and they brought the gunner in, and they did a nice job of adjusting back out, and they made the play, and we didn't.
How much more limited are you when Darren McFadden goes out of the game and then with him out of the game and then Mike Goodson goes out of the game?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, when you lose, your top two runners, it limits you. And as you saw, we had Marcel in at the end of the game running some tailback plays in there, and so when we have injuries, it changes what you're able to do.
Even when McFadden was in, it seemed like he was unable to really get many yards at the front line. Is there anything in particular?
Well, again, it's execution. It's all of it. It's blocking. It's running. It's the whole thing. And you know, the injury happened fairly early in the game, so there wasn't a whole lot of opportunities for him. He did have a couple nice runs early in the game, but you know, obviously he was not able to be, you know, as effective as we would like.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.